With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Forecasters have warned Floridians to prepare for additional flash flooding. Joanne Hussey, a spokeswoman for the city of Hollywood, Florida, spoke to WPLG and says they're trying to get more machines to help pump water out of flooded streets.
We have multiple stationary pumping stations that are all active. We have all of our portable pumps deployed right now. There's about 14 of those. We've requested 5 additional pumps.
A tropical disturbance dumped as much as 20 inches of rainfall in the southern parts of the state earlier this week. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Fatima Hussein reports that G7 leaders have agreed to lend Ukraine billions backed by Russia's frozen assets.
The G7 leaders have decided to create a $50 billion loan for Ukraine using the windfall profits of Russia's central bank funds that have been frozen in Europe for roughly 2 years now. But there has been a lot of consternation between nations about how to unfreeze the money, whether it's legal to do so, and what legal mechanisms could be used to do this with Russia's money. The funds themselves are not being used for this loan. It's the profits on the funds.
At a news conference with Ukrainian President Zelensky, President Biden says the U.S. will keep helping Ukraine.
There's a lot more money coming beyond what's already come in the other tranches that are available now that we've passed the legislation. So they'll have what they need and get it there as quickly as we possibly can.
U.S. consumer sentiment down in June for the third straight month. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment index dropped to 65.6 this month from a final reading of 69.1 in May. On Wall Street, the Dow is losing 86 points and the NASDAQ down 28 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes a stand against IVF.
The denomination's leadership had already condemned the fertility procedure, but now it is official. SBC delegates have adopted a resolution counseling Christians against using in vitro fertilization and urging them to instead adopt frozen embryos. Pro-life activists have long warned that the IVF procedure often includes the creation of multiple embryos, many of which are destroyed while others are implanted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Amarillo City Council has rejected an abortion travel ban. Championed by pro-life activists around Texas, the legislation would have forbidden the use of the city's roads and highways to seek an abortion out of state. Amarillo Mayor Cole Stanley argued that the city has no authority to put the proposed policy in place. A growing number of pro-life states are considering similar bills. This is SRN News. Switzerland will host scores of world leaders this weekend to try to map out the first steps toward peace in Ukraine. Russia, not invited, will not take part. Ukraine didn't want Russia involved. Niger's highest court has ruled that the former president, Mohamed Bazoum, should lose his immunity from prosecution in connection with a trial in a military court.
Almost 1 year after he was removed from office, Mohamed Bazoum faces the prospect of court. The junta in Niamey have been legally empowered to prosecute him for treason, undermining national security and financing terrorism. His lawyers withdrew from a hearing last week. They claimed that they had not been able to meet their client and called the process a travesty. Mr. Bazoum has been detained since he was deposed in the military coup that has reshaped Niger's international relations.
BBC correspondent Chris Iwakor. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.